One of the great pleasures of spring is the bird song that's suddenly all around us from before dawn till way beyond dusk. And the tunes these songsters create are as varied as they are, as Mary McCann explains in today's Bird Note.
Bird songs come in many shapes and sizes. When a sage thrasher, perched atop a clump of sagebrush, tips its head back to sing, the notes rush forth. What you just heard is a mere snippet. Sage thrashers often sing nonstop for at least 2 minutes and can go on for more than 20. In stark comparison, a brewer's blackbird singing to the world from atop a fence post sounds brusque. One full song from a brewer's blackbird lasts barely a second. Amazingly, a Henslow's sparrow values brevity even more. That was it. In case you missed it, here it is again. But whether long, drawn out, or short and sweet, bird songs are all about the same things: territory and breeding, claiming a space and attracting a mate. Once those are sorted out, further singing by the male is all about keeping his territory intact. As for the sage thrasher, he's still going strong. I'm Mary McCann.
You can find pictures and more at our website, loe.org.